thanks for hanging in there, everybody. Got to pay the bills somehow, which is a good thing. Ava, where are we going to hang out? Where do you want to go? Where do people want to go when they want to learn more about Valley Outdoors?
TheValleyOutdoors.com is
and
a good place.
Facebook is the other place. Two good places to find out also what's going on in your state across the U.S. or maybe someplace you want to go after the opener and some type of a good vacation spot. Hopefully, you're going to spend some time in Minnesota. Lots of good stuff going on there. Last week, we had Ron Scher on and had a lot of fun with him. Many, many times I've spent in the field with Ron, so it's kind of fun to share stories. He's hosted many TV shows. He's hosted The Flush. He's hosted Minnesota Bound. He's just a ton of different things that he's been involved with. He's hosted the a lot of the dog events up at the northern areas with hunting and et cetera. So he's heavily involved in it. And so recently he published a article on opening day. And it goes like this. He said, I'm getting confused. Happens every countdown, a Minnesota famed fishing opener, which is today. And that's when social media blows up with how to catch walleye's advice ahead of the opener. Which is so true. Fish shallow. Well, that depends. Is the spawn winding down? That depends. What's the water temp? Well, that depends. Don't leave shore without shiners, crawlers, leeches, fatheads in the boat. Hey, I ain't rich, Ron says. And so it goes. It's all good. Anticipating the opener is one of true pleasures in our state. And memories, well, they are countless. This is the good part. He says, back in 79, he said, the fishing world would be mighty fine sport if it weren't for cold fronts, dog days, and legislative sessions. And it's so true. You know, when you look at it, the DNR, if they had their way, back in 2026, it'd be the last season. Again, if they have their way, it's going to be the last season this year with a 6 walleye limit in most of the lakes across the state of Minnesota. Time will tell, and this is a piece of it that I find interesting. However, changing the walleye limit from 6 to 4, it's been kicked around for years. So if nothing happens this time, it obviously won't be news. In 1905, the first walleye limit was set at 25 fish. Ava, 25.
That's crazy. I can't even imagine.
Close to a half century later, the present 6 walleye limit was established into law. It's been, in many ways, a limit debate. It's kind of silly, really. The DNR owns surveys that show average walleye seeker catches an average of only 2 walleyes per trip. So what difference does it make? Hey, that only happens to average worm dunkers. The rest of us are all above average, right?
Pretty much.
Well, and Ron says, you have to admit it, I've had dismal openers if the measure of the success was by the walleyes in the boat. In recent years, a good number of walleyes have come into my boat, but he says they were caught by his daughter, Simone. And it's just like that, being that kind of a dad, I got to say it. You have to wonder, when you're getting out there in the boat, and this comes to what do you need to have in your boat, is you have to remember, what did you forget? Wonder what the wife did with your fillet knife. Did she use it to plant flowers? What relative borrowed your fishing rod and didn't return it? Those are the key questions that you have to ask, because when you go in your boat, you expect everything to be there. Maybe it's not. Back in 2012, the Minnesota legislature seriously debated the idea of changing Minnesota opening day to the first Saturday in May. Giving anglers more time to chase walleyes was the rationale. The idea died for reasons I don't remember, but it's not nice to mess with tradition. This is Ron saying, I'm fond of spouting that there are 3 holidays in Minnesota, Christmas, New Year's, and opening day. You can't change January 1, starts with a new year. Christmas wasn't on December 25th. Well, you don't even, it is what it is, right? Last but not least, the date of the Minnesota fishing opener is, well, do not mess with perfection. Now, you can fight and argue with other people. Now, this is my take on the conversation on that side of the fence. You can argue with the placement. You can argue with the fact that it's on Mother's Day. You can argue with the fact that you've got a lot of Mother's Day widows from fishing opener widows. Mm-hmm. You can argue with that fact. But what you can't argue with is the number of years that it's been the Minnesota opener on the Mother's Day weekend and the number of people that enjoy the outdoors. It's just
It kind of reminds me of like Super Bowl Sunday, too.
There's no way around it.
Like, it's got to be a Sunday. People want it to be on a Saturday.
It's got to be a Saturday. It has to be the whole weekend. You can't have it. A Super Bowl's like, and it's not until 7 o'clock at night. No, it has to be in a weekend, a whole weekend. You got to make
the
a drive up north.
Weekend.
It's got to be the whole enchilada. It has to be. And you know, when you think about it, it really is like the hunting thing. It's not so much about, it is, you like to catch fish to keep it interesting, but generally you're not alone in the boat like you are in a deer stand. The get together happens once you're back at the cabin. But in fishing, it's the whole thing. You're able to have the get together on the water, hang out, talk smart. That's always a big part of it.
Always.
And get out and enjoy your time in the field. And that's what I think everybody needs to have a lot more of. I think there's too much time spent on the internet. I think there's too much time spent on the negative side of things. And people from all different viewpoints can get together and truly enjoy time spent together. And that's, in my opinion, the big
I got to tell you, my brother-in-law, he's written 2 books now.
What?
Yep. And his second book is titled Skills Before Pills.
Wow.
So maybe try...
A little plug there.
Maybe try learning something before thinking something's wrong.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah. Good. Skills before
Very
pills.
Very cool. And where can they find that? Simon
&
Schuster?
It's
okay,
on
Amazon?
Amazon.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And the your name?
Brandon LaRue.
Brandon LaRue. Got
there
it.
There you go.
Got it. Good plug. I like it. All right. So a lot of people have been waiting patiently. The 2026 outlook for the Minnesota's Great Eight Walleye Lakes. So obviously the fun part about this, everybody's already there. So they're like, if their report comes up and it sucks, it's like, do you go somewhere else? Sorry, I don't mean to laugh. Number one on the eight great Minnesota Great Walleye Lakes, Leech Lake, 103,000 acres, 232 miles of shoreline, maximum depth. I didn't realize it was 150 feet. That's in probably... Maybe Capicona Bay? Not sure. Can't remember. Average water clarity, 10.7 feet. Current regulations, possession 4, only 1 over 20. They expect a good opener for walleye fishing. Said there's a huge crop left from the 21 class, which was the largest ever recorded. There are 15 to 22 inches in that group. The 2023 class is doing better than they initially thought they would have. Past couple of years, the 2023 class has grown and averages 8 to 17 inches. 2025 class is promising for the future as well. They found that particular group said the young fish were some of the biggest youngsters they've ever recorded. The lake's become clearer in recent years and makes it harder to target walleye, portage, and sucker bays on the main lake. That's a key piece. Or target deep pockets on the southern bays is my tidbit. Fishing that and seeing what kind of a live bait rig you can get going. There is some ice that they had said I was on the lake. This is a little bit premature. I think it's off by now. Let's see. Winnipegosh, 56,000 acres, 69 mile length shoreline, maximum depth 69 feet. Regulations there, all walleyes 18 to 23 must be released. Only 1 over 23 can be kept with a limit of 6. Walleye looks like make up the good population from 2013, 19, and 23 classes. Said 2013 has the biggest average. It's at about 25 inches. And the 19 class is going to be the most abundant in the lake, average size at about 20 inches. Lake of the Woods, 900 acres, and 300 acres of which is Minnesota, 3299 3,299 miles of shore length, which is crazy. Let's see. Possession limits for walleye and sauger is 6, no more than 4, maybe walleye. Only one over 28 may be in the possession. Measuring anyone from 19 and a half to 28 must be released immediately. The area supervisor for the DNR said they could expect another strong year for fishing on Lake of the Woods. 2023 class is up from the previous year, with many in the catchable range of 11 to 16 inches. Average length of the woods walleye is 14 inches. He said that this year's catches for larger walleye above 20 remain strong and in line with what they have seen in previous years. Sauger is also abundant and strong. Should be good numbers. Anglers can find variety sizes, 2014, 17, and 19-year classes, and they're above average. Mille Lac, 128,000 acres, 92 miles of shoreline, 42-foot depth max. Regulations there, going to be anything. They must be greater than 17, and 3 fish. Only one fish may be bigger than 20. Again, the possession limit for walleye is 3 fish, must be greater than 17. Only one may be bigger than 20. Status says that they can expect many keeper-sized walleyes, so there's a lot of walleyes coming up from the 2024 class, and they're starting to gain inches. Anglers should expect to see quite a few smaller walleye under the 14-inch mark, and he said that the bulk of anglers' catches will be within the sizes of 16 to 20. They said after a few failed classes, 2013 year class rebounded with the walleye population, and it's now seeing walleye over 28 inches, and been feeding on a strong 2024 year class of yellow perch, which is also a good thing for food source. That's been an indicator when you have real skinny fish with big heads. That's a challenge. So Rainy Lake, 210,000 acres, 2,000 miles of shoreline, average maximum depth 161 feet. Current regulations, walleye and sauger possession limit of 8, not more than 4, maybe walleye. All walleye 18 to 26 inches must be released. Only one walleye over 26 can be kept. Walleye status is strong. Year classes, and they're up with as many that they've seen in and around the Rainy Lake area. The specialist said they've been caught in good numbers in 2021 year classes of mid-sized walleye, about 14 inches. 2024, they've seen smaller also, 7 to 8-inch class. Regularly seeing good numbers in the 17 to 18-inch class, and consistently finding walleyes over 25 inches, which is amazing. Lake Minnetonka, 14,000 acres, 133 miles of shoreline. And, of course, many people don't see Tonka as a big walleye lake. However, it is a good population of walleye. And the limit is 6 walleyes and only 1 over 20 inches is allowed to keep. And it remains stable classes across to 2022, 2020, and 2024. That's the majority of the fish that are in the lake at this point. They've had really quite good numbers, but obviously not as high numbers as the other great eights. The lake's vegetation poses challenges for walleye fishing. There's also been an abundance of other species in that particular body of water. 11 to 18 inches is one thing, pretty much in that standard size range.
So what do people usually fish for on Lake Minnetonka?
Bass.
Okay.
Yep. Bass, and more bass. Muskie. I've had some big muskies follow. So, okay. Yeah. Lake Vermilion, 39,000 acres, 341 miles of shoreline, 76 feet is the deepest. Possession for limit there is 4. Only one walleye over 26 can be kept. And walleye from 20 to 26 must be released immediately.
I wish people could see your paper, because it almost looks like ink.
Blot.
Ink
it's
blot.
Like,
yeah.
What does this ink blot look like?
It's kind of fun to see the shape of
it. It looks like a
lake.
Dinosaur. It looks like a cow. It looks like a, yeah. I don't know. That yeah. looks a little scary.
Let's find
you
out your
me.
Psychology.
Yeah, exactly. Upper Red Lake. Oh, wait. Don't head Vermilion. Vermilion
Sorry.
Coming off of
Sorry.
Its fifth highest walleye catch rates in 40 years. The class is driving high numbers from 2021. Expect the trend to continue. He said the harvestable size to be a 13 to 20 inch, an abundance of walleyes in a 12 to 15 inch range. Much of the population is outside the protected slot, but you're still going to have some fun catching fish, which is good. And last but not least, Upper Red Lake, 119,000 acres. It is 59 miles ashore. And regulations there, possession limit is 5. Only 1 over 17 can be kept. Beginning November 15, 2026, the daily possession is 4, with only 1 over 17 allowed possession. Last few years, he's seen young walleye year classes in abundance. He said large lake specialists said the walleye will be in the perfect size for harvest with a strong 2022 class. Walleyes are averaging about 15 inches bigger, which is bigger than the previous year. He said the walleyes of all sizes have been found, but some may be over the 20-inch mark. So there you have it. Kind of fun.
Yeah, I like it.
It's going to be good. I think we've seen some fluctuations in the temperatures across the state with late season cold rains and cold snows and whatever. I do mean you get a blizzard to come through and northern Minnesota, it's a little bit spooky. And I know they're still skiing up at Lutzen. So think about that for a minute. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, so my friend from Colorado, she was just visiting this past weekend for her bridal shower, and she was talking about how, like, October in the mountains, snow. She's like, oh, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Like, their summer is so short.
Well, A-Basin just is going to be open for another 2 weeks. They had 18 inches of snow, so they're staying open for another 2 weeks.
Yeah, she was showing pictures, snow in April. She's like, yep, this is April in the mountains. So,
have you been to Minnesota lately?
Yeah. Well, thankfully, we're doing okay. I think we're in the clear, but you
never
know.
We've had snow.
We have to
May
make it,
15th.
Okay, we have to make it through Mother's Day weekend.
Yes.
We have to make it through this weekend.
Then we can hopefully have a trend going in the positive direction,
yes.
which is the big...
Hopefully no more frost.
Well.
Frost advisors. I feel like we could...
I'm happy for the
that.
Spring that we've had, which has been...
It's been a decent spring.
I'm not complaining. It's been good. A lot of water coming. The Mississippi River is obviously up and flowing, which is good.
Hopefully we noticed that.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Trust me, when I'm fishing from shore, it's like, oh, if I would have fished where I was yesterday, I think I'd have been up to my ankles.
Mm-hmm.
So that would have been a strange thing.
Always makes it fun.
Well, we certainly wish you guys out there all a good weekend. Have fun.
Happy Mother's
Enjoy.
Day.
Be safe. And really have fun in the outdoors and have fun with all the people in your groups. And, of course, make sure that you compliment anyone who's cooking on their food. It's always a good thing.
Yes, positive.
So for the Valley Outdoors, I'm Eric. Ava, appreciate you being here. And all those outdoors, in the outdoors, have fun, be safe, and, again, enjoy.
Thanks for listening to the Valley Outdoors Radio. Catch us next week, same time, same place. Have a great day on the water or in the field.